It took a bunch of skilled men, 46 years to bring the building in Jerusalem to its glory as it's found in John chapter 2, which made it all the more confusing when Jesus said what he said. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Jesus has just wreaked havoc in the temple, turning over tables, running people out. And then some people say to him, "Hey, how can you do all this? What authority do you have? You'd better show us a sign." And so he gives them something that perplexes them and makes them think that Jesus is absolutely crazy. And if they had realized what Jesus was really talking about, then they would have thought that he was even crazier still. Jesus says, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it up again." I'm sure they were thinking, "Listen, dude, we know you're a carpenter, but you are out of your mind." But Jesus wasn't talking about the building of the temple because, like he will say later on, something greater than the temple was in their presence. He was speaking of his own body, that his own body would be destroyed, but that he, Jesus, would bring it back to life. So what does John want us to know about Jesus and his authority? What gives Jesus the right to do what he did in flipping over tables? He wants us to know this, that Jesus is the real temple. Jesus is the fulfillment of what the temple represented. Like we said earlier, the temple in Jerusalem, in the inner room, there was the Holy of Holies, and that's where the presence of God was made manifest. And by Jesus referring to himself as the temple, he was saying that a switch has been made, that the temple is a shadow and that Jesus was the reality. What the temple represented was a promise of a greater fulfillment, and the greater fulfillment was in their presence in Jesus. "In me dwells the Most High God," Jesus would say. "I am God, and if man wants to meet with God, just like they would have to formerly go to the temple, now they must come to me." And this would have been immensely important for John's original audience, because by the time this gospel would have been written, the temple complex, Herod's temple, would have been destroyed. So the Jews had no place to worship. But John is telling the Jews and the Gentiles alike, it's not about a place, because Jesus is the true temple. In him deity dwells. Your focus shouldn't be on a place, but on the man, Jesus Christ. So what authority do you have, Jesus? Jesus says, "I'm God. That's the authority, and I can run my house like I want." You see, in the Passover feast, before the actual night that the Passover meal was eaten, the people were supposed to clean their home of all the leaven in the house. It was a picture of removing all the corrupting influences in your home and life. And when Jesus went into the temple, flipping tables and chasing people out, he was removing the leaven, removing the corrupting influences, the distractions, the tempting influences. This was his house, and he was simply going through what needed to be done in order to get his house ready. And why? Because he is God. Revelation chapter 21, verse 22 says, "And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb." Today, please pray for Thomas Mobley and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Zanaki LifeWord broadcast in Tanzania.